Soon after fighting broke out in neighboring Sudan, the Intergovernmental Authority on Development, or IGAD, appointed President Salva Kiir to lead regional efforts to convince the two warring military factions to peacefully resolve their conflict. For the past few weeks, President Kiir and some of his top officials have been involved in trying to bring the warring parties to the negotiating table and silence the guns. Pogbot Balwang, the SPLM in opposition information director and acting spokesperson in the office of First Vice President Riek Machar, says while it is good that Kiir is helping to mediate in Sudan crisis, he should redouble efforts to implement South Sudan's peace deal.
Charity starts from home. As we are focusing on the situation in Sudan, also we need to double up the same effort and to focus on how to resolve our problem. Because if we go to one of the genesis of the conflict in Sudan, some of them it's due to the security arrangement. So we should learn that lesson and also focus on our own issues and to implement our agreement.
In August 2022, South Sudan's parties to the 2018 peace deal signed a roadmap extending the transitional period by 2 years, saying the extended period will allow them to implement outstanding parts of the agreement. But Balwang asserts the roadmap is not being carried out as planned.
The process of implementation is very slow. There's a need for the parties to develop their efforts and also to the grantors to support the agreement and support the parties and also to supervise the implementation of the agreement so that the agreement is being implemented in letter and spirit.
Gabriel Changson Chang, senior leader of the South Sudan Opposition Alliance, says stability in Sudan is intermingled with stability in South Sudan and is calling on the government to pursue peace in both countries.
What is also happening in Sudan is going to affect our oil industry head on. And if we cannot export our crude through Sudan because of that ongoing war, then South Sudan will be adversely affected.
Changson says the South Sudanese people will only rest assured when there is peace and stability in Sudan, which he believes will in turn maintain peace and stability in South Sudan. Sudan is one of the grantors to the South Sudan 2018 peace deal. With Sudan immersed in its own crisis, Abraham Aulich, a member of the People's Coalition for Civil Action, believes the conflict will likely derail South Sudan's agreement.
Already the parties have been unwilling to implement the peace agreement, and now that there is no one to police them, they will do as they wish. And especially the opposition parties have gotten really weak, and the recent agreement between the government and SOA to switch, give the governorship back to the SPLM is an indication of that.
Martin Elia Lomoro, South Sudan Cabinet Affairs Minister and Secretary General for the High-Level Standing Committee of the Peace Agreement, tells South Sudan in Focus that implementing his country's peace deal is not affected by President Kiir's role as mediator in Sudan. For VOA News, I'm Anyang David Mayor in Juba.